everyone. Welcome back to Hope for Today. I'm glad you're joining me. My name is Lynn Wilson. I am glad you're here. God has got something very special that you need to hear so that you can know that there is hope for today. So are you in a season of change? Are you going through some ups and downs and ins and outs? You know, we go through seasons. One season would be, hey, I'm doing great. You know, somebody says, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. Everything's good. Got a new job. Just got my new car. You know, bills are paid. Doing good. Or then you have someone that might say, oh, I just came out of the toughest season. We went through this, we went through that, and so on and so forth. Or then you have those of us that either are in a season of change. My life never seems to stop changing. Are you there? Are you there with me? Like, change is just inevitable. And you're in it, and you're living it, and you're getting through it. You're trying to get through it. Maybe you're just beginning of that season of change and it gets really crazy and oh, you're just struggling, right? So I have this sign that I bought last year. I have it hanging in my home and it says, fall is proof that change is beautiful. And you know, when I saw that, I was like, I need that sign. I need that sign. No, it's not a Bible verse and no, it's not, you know, Christianese based or anything like that, but, and it's for the fall decor in my home, but fall is proof that change is beautiful. And if you look at the fall leaves, you know, we all love, whether or not you're in the, you know, like the cooler weather or not, we look outside at the trees and we want to see how beautiful the colors. And we all say, oh, did you see the colors? And we all want to go to the New England area or upper state New York because we want to see those rich fall colors because it's beautiful. It's a season of change. It's fall. And we say it's the change of season. And we get excited. Oh, it's a change of season. Look at the colors. But you know, when that's in our own life, ooh, you go through that season of change. It's not so good, right? So now I love the fall. I love the smells. I love the crisp air. I love hearing the crickets at night. They come out like middle to end of August, and I know that fall is coming. I love that excitement of anticipation of what change is going to come when it comes into the fall. I love watching the leaves fall from the tree or seeing them swirl in the air if it's a windy day. I love walking, doing a fall walk. When you're walking through the leaves and you can smell that mustiness in the leaves, or you can hear the crinkle as you walk on the leaves. I love everything about it. I think it's wonderful. I will even go as far as to say I love the fall colors. I love fall decor, and best of all, a pumpkin latte. Who doesn't like that, right? So now, in New Jersey, some of you are not from New Jersey, but in New Jersey, we have two teams. We have team fall and we have team beach. And if you're in New Jersey, you know what I mean. So team beach is spring and summer. They like the warm air. They want the beach. They want to go travel. They want the long summer days and everything that has to go with it. And if you're on that team, you're all for it. You know, you stand firm in what you believe and that's it. If you're on team fall and winter, you prefer the cooler nights and the cooler days and the fall colors and the more, what would you say, like a quiet setting. Like going into the fall and the winter, things tend to get a little bit quieter because we can't get out as much and things aren't maybe scheduled as crazy as, you know, when the warm weather's here and you can hit the beach every day. And if you talk to people in New Jersey, they'll say, yes, I'm team beach, or yes, I'm team fall. They won't call it that, but you'll know by talking to them. And if I'm with somebody, I can think of somebody in particular on Facebook, through the whole fall and winter season, she does nothing but say terrible things on Facebook about how horrible the weather is, or horrible this is, or horrible that is. And the whole time during the summer with the beach, she's all happy, and vice versa with many people. And you know what? To me, I would just say, if you don't like the seasons of change here in New Jersey, I would just tell you, why don't you move? If you like beach weather year-round, you can go to Florida. If you like cooler temperatures, you can go to another state. You know, unless you enjoy the four seasons, which I do enjoy. But, you know, we're also created so different, and uniquenesses within ourselves are different. What we do like, taste, what we like to taste, what we like to eat, what we like to enjoy, activities that we, I don't like it, beach activities, but I like going for a hike in the fall. Other people the other way. Right now, I have this sign in my house, and it's a good thing that I do, because it's a constant reminder that change is beautiful. When I think of the fall and I think of the leaves, change is beautiful. And God talks about change in the Bible. And it's funny, we creatures of habit, we enjoy change when it benefits us. We do not enjoy change when it does not benefit us. So right now, I'm in a major season of change in my life. Like, I wish for, it's probably been the last 5 years, there's been nothing in my life that hasn't been changing and evolving. And I'd like to get off that roller coaster for just a little while to catch my breath, but the Lord has not seen fit to do that. Now, some of the change is great. I have a grandson arriving in a few months, my first grandchild. Season of change, I'm going to be a grandmother. Wow, what a blessing that will be, right? I have family members that are getting older, like much older, like all of a sudden, you know how you say, ooh, they're getting older, and you sort of, you can almost anticipate maybe illness or slowing down or whatever the case might be. I'm not liking that very much. I have a season of change at work, change of responsibilities, change of position in a sense. We're going to have a change of leadership. And do I like all of it? I like some of it. It's not that I don't like it, but you're kind of like, I'm holding on. What am I supposed to anticipate? And I'm a planner, so I'm like trying to anticipate this change, but it's completely out of my control. I have no control over it. I just have to hang on for the ride. I'm in the middle of a season of change at church, change of leadership there, change of many things. Just dynamics have changed, change of, they're reorganizing things. Many of my family are going through health issues. That's another season of change. And, you know, you add all this together and it's kind of like, eh. Even though there's some good in that, there's some other things that I guess the fear of the unknown. And then there's other things that I pretty much can tell you what's probably going to be the outcome, and I don't like that change. It's hard sometimes to say that change is good or change is beautiful. I know people that love change. They thrive on change. I sometimes want to ask them, have you never had change fully impact your life on a negative? Hey, I love change. If I'm going to win $1 million, and I'm going to change my bank account, I think that's great. If I'm going to get a brand new car and that's going to change the anxiety level that I have, is my old car going to break down? I love that season of change. But then there's a lot of change that, you know, you and I both know that takes its toll on you. So what do you do? I'll ask you. You can leave a comment below. Let me know, what do you do when you find yourself in a season of change and you don't like it? Now, again, if you're in a season of change and you're liking it, there's nothing to be done. You rejoice, you tell your best friend, things are going good, and that's the end of it. But when you're in a season of change of the unknown, or you know you're aware of the known, if that makes sense, and you're not happy, and you don't know how to rejoice, and sometimes for me, I have to believe that some of you were like me, where you're just kind of stuck. You almost don't, you have to remind yourself to breathe. Lynn, breathe. I have to remind myself it's going to be okay. I have to remind myself that I'm a born-again believer. I am a daughter of the King. My Father, my Heavenly Father, is the King of all kings. He's the creator of everything. He's got me in the palm of His hand. He's right there with me. He's in the tomorrow. He's in the today. He was in that change. He's in the solution. He's in. And it's like, oh, you know, sometimes we know it in our head, but we can't get it in our heart, and we struggle. I just want to read to you from the Word of God. For everything, there is a season and a time for everything that matters under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what we've planted. A time to kill and a time to be healed. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. Time to embrace and time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Are you in a season of change? Can you apply any areas of those a time for to your life right now? I know the news is crazy right now. There's so much going on. When I was a kid, my father said to me, "Oh, the rapture's going to happen this year." That was many, many, many moons ago. I was a kid. I've gotten married. I'm married 36 years. I've had children. And my dad's now in glory. He always said he'd be going up with the rapture. He's in glory. And all those years, my dad says, it's a sign of the times. It's the end times. It's a sign of the times. And I've talked about this on one of my podcasts, and it just irked me because I wanted to live my life. I wanted to get married as a child. I wanted to get married. Not that I didn't want the Lord to come back. I wanted to get married. I wanted to have children. I wanted to have my career. I wanted to be excited about things in life. And I felt like my dad kept putting a damper on it. And now some of you, you know, the older you get, I guess the more you realize, the closer you are to heaven, and you realize what you see and how it relates to the Bible. Here's what I want to tell you right now. Don't get stuck in the news. Don't get it in your head. This is a sign of the end times. The Bible says to look. It doesn't say to dwell. It doesn't say to sit in it. Take the news out of your world right now. If you are going through your own personal change, you don't need to add on top of that all the garbage that you're going to hear in the news. Now, with that being said, with everything that's going on in the world, there's situations in the world that desperately need our prayers. No doubt. Pray. Commit it to the Lord. That's all we can do. He has a purpose in all that's going on. But we need to take it back to you right now. What change are you going through? Are you in a time to weep and you're not laughing? I can't laugh right now, Lynn. I'm teared up. Things are being torn down and I need it to be rebuilt or whatever the case might be. I don't know. I don't know where you're at, but I can tell you this. There is hope. There's been many situations in my life, and I like to keep a little journal of, like a gratitude journal of the things that God has done in my life. You know why? Because there's days that I'm crying, and there's days that I can't breathe, and there's days I'm just suffocating, and I feel like somebody's got a pillow over me, and I can't catch my breath, and I can't think straight, and I'm so confused. Because we're human beings, and we get like that. We get in this, you know, tailspin and a whirlwind of stuff going in our brain. But I like to keep a journal, and I like to keep things in my journal so I can open it and go, oh, I remember the day God answered that prayer. Oh man, I remember that situation when I never thought I'd have a car to get to work, and look how he provided a car. Whatever the case might be, I don't know what you need to do today to stop and breathe. If you were so caught up in life and you are so caught up in change, take time out for yourself right now. I want you to actually get up from your chair and leave the room you're in. You sort of need to take this commercial break. That's how I envision it. Go outside, go for a walk, go somewhere else in your house, go somewhere, go sit in your car, go to a different location, physically a different location, and you need to commit it to the Lord and say, time out. I give up. I can't do it anymore. I can't breathe. I can't think. I'm confused. I don't know where to turn. Lord, you say there's a season, there's a time for everything. I just can't do it. That's what he needs to hear. He needs for us to turn to him and say, I can't, because only he can. I know it's easy to say, it's not easy to do, but change that location where you're at. Give yourself a fresh look of you, whatever. If you have to go drive down to a beach or to a lake or to a park, get out somewhere maybe in nature and just cry out to the Lord. I'm telling you, he's there. He's listening. He put it in his word. There's a time for everything. Everything has a time. And there's a purpose in everything that we go through, even though we don't like it. Our goal is to serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to be made more like him, and ultimately to have his name glorified through everything in our life. I don't know where you are today, but I can tell you there is hope for tomorrow. It's in prayer. It's in crying out to the Lord. It's in his word. Go and remove yourself from where you are. Take a deep breath. Cry out to the Lord. And I would love to hear from you how God is working in your life, because there is hope for today. We'll catch you all next week on the next podcast. Okay.